everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, actually episode number 71, and obviously on Shake and Wake Radio. And our thanks to Annie, who has been a friend of mine and the Liberty Beacon Projects for over 10 years, and somebody I have a lot of respect for. So being on this platform every Wednesday and putting our message out, it's something that is comfortable for me. Again, I have known those who run this station for a while, and this is where I like to be on Wednesdays. Now, I don't always bring up topics or subjects that everybody wants to hear, but these are things we have to hear. So, again, episode number 71 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. And as usual, I will let everybody know this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. It's where you go when you know there's things that need to be said and you can't say them where you're at. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Steve Roberts, who I will bring in a couple of minutes after I get through the normal show opening. The title of today's show, I don't think there's too many of you who aren't going to get where this fits, but the title for today's show is Safe and Effective Round 2. And for all of you who are scratching your head going, I wonder what he means. I want to know where you've been hiding for the last couple of years. But I promise you, there will be no doubt in your mind what I'm talking about once we get into the subject. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I have had blowback from that. People ask me, why do you say that in the opening of your show? Please tell me. What isn't right about it? And when you live in a country that boasts to the entire world we're the most free and open nation on the planet, and I can make a comment like that, the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. Everybody out there who's saying, what the hell is he talking about? That doesn't make any sense. You tell me what the Twitter files are, okay? You tell me what mainstream media is. You tell me what the Facebook files are. Then you go back and you tell me where that comment doesn't have all the butt behind it it needs. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. And again, our thanks to Annie, but also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I'm going to do this again. If you truly wish to help these platforms, I know that everybody out there who listens does an occasional donation, or at least a majority of you do. When you've got a little extra money, you pop some of that out and you send it to that platform. That's great, okay? But that doesn't give them the ability to give you more. Not unless there's a whole lot of people that just do that haphazardly like you do. In which case, everything I'm saying doesn't need to be said, but that's not the case. So if you are a person who does $30 now, $50 a month from now, you know, $100 6 months from now, whatever, take what you believe you give over the course of a year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in, and yes, I'm going to say it again, put that number down, whether it was $10, $12, $5, $7, and check the box that says make this a monthly recurring donation. Why? First off, you haven't given them any more than you usually do. But what you have done is given them the reassurance that each month they're going to have a certain amount of money coming in. And what can they do with that? They can get services they don't have because they know they're going to have those funds. They can expand. They can give you bigger, better, faster. And they can. And again, I'm not asking you to give them any more, but I strongly encourage you to if you wish. But if you do it in this fashion, again, you haven't paid any more. But what you have done is given them the knowledge that each and every month that amount is going to be in their bank account. Now, if enough of you out there listening to this do that, then they are taken care of. And when they are taken care of, you get bigger, better, faster. Have I got this right, Steve, or am I just blowing smoke?
Oh, you got that right. I thought of something after you said, if you don't know what I'm talking about, after the show title, whatever it was. I don't remember what it was now, but you said, I thought, I know what that means. That means Scamdemic Plandemic Part 2. That's what that means.
Yes! And I called it Safe and Effective Round 2.
Yes.
I'm just being a little bit left upside your face until we get into it, and then everybody knows I'm very much upside your face. But thank you, Steve. Good input. And please don't be afraid to throw any of your disgusting feelings towards some of the stuff I'll be discussing today, because a lot of it borders on disgusting or dives right into it. So, again, thank you for your input, Steve. And I was about to say, how are you doing today, Steve? But now we know. Actually, how are you doing?
Not too bad today. Not too bad.
Well, I can hear that in your voice, and I like it. All right, so let's get into this. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts. Okay, now, our mission is to keep you armed with vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of the show, TLVTalk.com. And you can tell from the speed I said that I'm used to saying it, but yes, since it is our sponsor, I will say it every week. A link to any references used for this show presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the LibertyBeacon.com, our flagship site, by noon central, as in every Thursday, and it will include any active links or other pertinent data used in this show. So you will always know where I got my information. And then if you have any questions, leave them right there in the comment section, and I will personally answer them for you, okay? Because as you guess, I never seem to have time for callers, and if I did, or even guess on this show, but we may change that next week. But let's get into this a little bit deeper. Again, Eagles, I report safe and effective round two. Let me tell you the talking points I'm going to cover, okay? In the information I'm going to give you, and a majority of the information that I'm going to pull out from outside, not my information, comes from another Mercola article. And we will get into that in a couple of minutes. But again, Eagles Eye Report, safe and effective round two. My talking points are the points I'm going to be going over via my information and Dr. Mercola's information are the following. 10 mice used to test the newest Pfizer COVID jab. That's it. 10 mice. Second talking point. Reformulated shots. The mRNA reformulated shots are obsolete coming out of the gate. They are made to react to an old variant that less than 3% of the population is supposed to still suffer from today. But yet you better take it. My next talking point, or another talking point, is COVID jab testing has been far from rigorous. We'll get into that a little deeper. And the next talking point is, no matter what we have to say, what does the science show? About my next talking point, annual COVID jab recommendation is insane. Next talking point, unethical and indefensible decisions by Big Pharma. Next talking point, DNA contamination of these mRNA jabs has been confirmed, and it is nasty. Last talking point, got the jab? Take action to safeguard your health. I constantly tell people there is a way to clean your body out, or at least those who believe that it is effective. And again, this information was presented by Mercola. It was also presented by the World Health Organization, believe it or not, in 2021. So when you go to the LibertyBeacon.com tomorrow to take a look at this article, what you're going to find out is links to places where you can go to get what you need to detox your body. Now, I'm going to mention this, and I'm not going to beat it up because I can't prove any of this, but I will mention it. there are already those talking that on the 4th of October, and if it doesn't work on the 4th, it will be tried again on the 11th. There will be signals transmitted via the 5G network that will activate what is in the jab that you have taken. It will activate it in your body. If you're anywhere around your cell phone using it, if you're anywhere around your computer using it, if you will be susceptible to the transmission of these frequencies, which will activate what was intentionally put into the jabs. Now, again, I can't prove this, but I'm hearing it from far too many people, and some of them have a high level of credibility. If that's the case, then what would October 4th be in your mind, Steve? Would it be the day tyranny committed genocide against humanity?
Well, you know, it sounds outlandish, but
it does.
Yeah.
But I've already got three sources telling me about it. And again, I know enough about technology, and I know enough. I was the guy years ago that was talking about 5G being set up in cities, which could be used to literally kill people. Because if you have enough antennas, you can form what's called a phased array. And via a phased array, you can, by weakening the signal to certain elements and strengthening it to others, you can form what's called a steerable beam. Meaning that if you can identify somebody by their cell phone or whatever, you can steer a beam, a microwave beam, onto their head long enough to raise the temperature of the brain a few degrees, which will cause it to shut down. The individual will die, and then the beam is shut off. And since you literally didn't cook the brain, what proof is there that any of this happened? And what I'm telling you is that technology exists today. And now they're talking about 5G being used to activate the vaccines that they have given to over 6 billion people on this planet. I hope to God, Steve, that this is just an absolute lie, that it is just a big scare, that it doesn't happen at all. But the possibility that it could, because the technology, yes, will do exactly what they're saying it will do, scares the crap out of a lot of people, and it doesn't make me very comfortable, but I'm not vaccinated.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, yeah. I haven't been vaccinated either, but, you know, that doesn't really matter to these kind of people.
No, it doesn't.
Laws don't matter.
Laws?
Morality doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, I think at least George W. Bush Jr. and Barack Obama said the Constitution is nothing but a, you know, GD piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And we don't even want to start talking about Obama or Bush right now, because that would totally derail the show, because those are two people that pissed me off beyond belief. And we will talk about them more at the right time. Okay, so let's go into a little bit more information on these new jabs. Not the old ones. Not the old ones that are responsible for untold deaths. And believe me, all of the deaths that have been associated with the existing mRNA jabs is in its infancy. It will get, the death toll will get much higher. And I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Will it be a global genocide? I'm not sure about that. Will this actually happen on October 4th? I'm not even sure about that. Okay. What I am sure about is that there are a lot of people on this planet today that are going to be extremely sick, exceedingly sick, and maybe even die over the next 3 to 5 years. This is already a happening thing. But again, let's move a little further off towards the new round of vaccines. Pfizer's testing of the reformulated, okay, monovalent shot against the XBB.1.5, that's the new variant, only involved 10 mice. So we already know that the mRNA jab that this thing was based on, remember, they reformulated it. They didn't change the basis for it. They didn't go and start from scratch. They did a literal reformulation. And what the hell does that even mean? Maybe they didn't do anything at all. But they did a little bit of reformulation on this thing. And now it's supposed to be perfectly safe. Now it's supposed to be, don't worry about it. We don't have to do human trials on a vaccine that's been changed. We don't have to do anything but give it to 10 rats. Yeah, but Moderna was better than Pfizer. Moderna actually stepped up a little bit. Moderna actually had 50 adults in their trial. But one of them had to leave because of a severe reaction to the vaccine or the jab. So I guess what you could probably figure out from this, Steve, is that you're never going to find out how dangerous it is to humans via Pfizer because they only gave it to rats. And we do know that via Moderna, they gave it to 50 people and one of them had to go away because of extreme reaction to the vaccine. So basically what we could say is that you will have a dangerous reaction, at least one in 50 given those shots.
Well, Roger, I believe at this point in time, they're all in. I think that they're just going to start lying about whatever they put in anything. It doesn't really matter anymore because people will believe it and people will buy their load of crap.
Well, it's not so much people will buy it as in governments get persuaded or whatever into presenting it as that. Far too many people believe them. So let's get a little further into this show because this is where we're going.
Yes, but you misspelled criminal organization.
Where did I spell criminal organization?
Well, that's just what I say when somebody says government.
Okay. All right. Why did you have to make me laugh? Darn. Now I'm going to have to get all upset again. All right. So let's go through some in-depth talking points where we can actually pull a little bit of information out, okay? And if you know Mercola, and I'm jumping into Mercola's article, and this is the title of the Mercola article I grabbed to help me along today. It's called 10 Mice Used to Test the Newest Pfizer COVID Jab. 10 mice. Now, why would Mercola make that his title? I mean, that doesn't really, it doesn't say a lot to anybody who hasn't done the massive research on vaccines like him and I have both done. Yes, Roger has written over 1,000 well-researched articles on vaccines. It's a topic I actually do know something about. But, okay, again, we're listening or reading a title from Mercola that's very simple. 10 mice used to test the newest Pfizer COVID jab. Well, why does that make so much, oomph to Roger? Listen to me. It normally takes between 8 and 10 years for all of the proper testing to be done for a vaccine to be approved for use in the general public. It could be done as soon as 6 years, but not in a couple of months. No way in hell. And not with 10 rats or 50 individuals, of which one of those 50 had to go away because of severe reaction to the vaccine, which tells you that at least 1 in 50 people will have a severe reaction. How many will die? That's actually worse than the one that's on the street right now. But yet, what are they telling you? The new vaccine is safe and effective. Gee, where did we hear that before, Steve? Where did we hear that before? But the new one is safe and effective.
That's right. No, you've caught us lying 17,435 times, but we're not lying about this, though.
That's right. We're not. So if you stop to consider what I'm telling you is that they have bypassed every single portion of the testing for these vaccines that allow those who are doing the research and supposedly those who have our backs, the CDC and the FDA, to know exactly how dangerous these can be. And in order to do that, you need, it is very necessary, not only to do the animal testing, but to do the human testing. None of this has been done. And a little bit that was done by Moderna, as I said, 1 in 50. Those aren't good odds, people. Those aren't good odds at all. Okay, how many is that 1 in 50? Okay, that's 2 in 100. All right, that's 20 in 1,000. Right? That's 200 in 10,000. Right? That's 20,000. Want to go up to 200,000? We are in the range of what we have seen with the original pokes, the original jabs, the original vaccines, that they are anything but yet we're being told they're safe and effective, but they're using other things too. Let's get into that just a little bit further. Okay, on September 11, 2023, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, announced it had approved reformulated monovalent COVID shots by both Pfizer and Moderna for the fall for use in individuals 12 years of age or older. The agency also issued, listen to me, the agency also issued an emergency use authorization, EUA, for the use of the reformulated jabs in children 6 months to 11 years old. I'm going to tell you something. If you put an adult's life at risk, shame on you. And if I can stop you, I will. If you put a child's life at risk that didn't need to be there, it shouldn't be me worrying about stopping you. It should be every parent on this planet. We know for a fact how dangerous they are. We know for a fact that the mRNA jabs do cause myocarditis and a bunch of other things in our children. And now this is going to be a regular shot for our children. I'll tell you why I say that. Okay. But they went through it and got an emergency use authorization in order to allow these doctors to jab children 6 months to 11 years old. We already know that that's dangerous. We already know that this is basically the yearly flu. We already know that these quote-unquote vaccines are more dangerous to your young children than the damn flu is. But you better take it, or your kids, what, won't be able to go to school? That's when they put their masks on again. Or maybe they'll just shut them up in your house again. It's all starting again, people. It is, including the jab cycle. Okay. The updated mRNA injections contain a single modified RNA said to correspond to the Omicron variant XBB.1.5, which was the dominant variant in the U.S. for most of 2023, but which has since been replaced by other variants, XBB.1.5.1, most of 2023. Yeah. It accounts today for just 3.1% of the circulating strains as of September 2nd, 2023. So they're telling you that you need to keep getting shots because the shots have to be effective against the variant that's out there. We already know that the variant that these shots were supposedly made for right now encompasses less than or about 3% of the cases out there, which means that 97% of the people getting this shot, it will be absolutely no use to them, except the mRNA damage it will cause their bodies. And I could go on and on. But you want to bet, in order to go to work, your boss is going to say, did you get your shot? Can you prove it? You want to bet to go to school? And we'll get into that a little bit deeper. Let's talk about the school issue, because now That's going to go from you absolutely have to have this because the world's going to die if you don't, to this is a shot you now have to take every year in order to go back to school. It will be one of your yearly inoculations. This is horrid. I can't even imagine the government doing anything worse medically to its, I don't know, to the people who elected it. What we are looking at here is making this a yearly thing for all of your children. Yeah. How about we continue? According to authorities, this strain is different enough from the strains of any other of the previous shots for them to recommend everyone to take it regardless of your previous COVID jab history. In other words, we're not going to make as much money if people believe they've already had the shots for this. They're not going to get it. So we're going to say that this is different enough that you need to take it and forget the ones you've already had. When in your life for any vaccine have you ever heard anything like this? Again, I have researched and written over 1,000 vaccine articles. I don't lie. And this is bullcrap. But how many of you actually know that? But let's get into that a little bit deeper, okay? Americans are fed up with the COVID booster crap. They really are. First, you needed one shot. Then you needed a second shot. Then you needed two shots and a booster. Then you needed another booster. Now they're saying you need a fifth shot, which is a third booster. And now they're telling you you have to have a booster, at least one booster every single year going forward. Yeah. Well, if they said, hey, look, you've already had a shot for that, you know, variant, so it should cover it. Don't worry about it. How many billions less would Pfizer or Moderna make? Who do you think literally controls the actions of countries around the world with respect to this? I will tell you right now that Pfizer and Moderna are on record as having bullied, literally bullied, governments of countries. This is what we want. This is what you'll give us. They even made them put up, okay? In other words, if we get sued, nothing, everything, every lawsuit that goes against them in any one of those countries, that government has to cover the total cost of that lawsuit. And Moderna, and especially Pfizer, have made countries put national assets online to cover that just in case it happens, all the way up to and including military bases and government buildings in those countries. I'm not joking, people. That's because if Pfizer gets sued, all of the money is going to come from that country, not from Pfizer. And that was part of the negotiation. And it gets a lot worse than that. But I started that off by saying Americans are fed up with COVID boosters because that seemed to be what we were hearing over and over again. Another booster, another booster, another booster. And each and every time you took another booster, you knocked your immune system further to the ground and you put more impure DNA and RNA into your system. And this is what they're saying is going to be triggered on October 4th. Again, I'm not guaranteeing anybody here that's going to happen. I can't prove it. But I've already had several people coming to me and saying, on the 4th, you better be away from your computer, away from your phone, shut them all off for at least 3 to 4 hours.
Are you ready for a break? Steve.
I was ready for a break 20 minutes ago, but yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right, we're back in 60 seconds, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so let's go right back to the beginning. What really sparked me into this was that one paragraph. Pfizer's testing of the reformulated monovalent shot against XBB.1.5 only involved 10 mice. Moderna's version has been tested on 50 adults, one whom required medical attention due to an adverse event, giving us a potential serious adverse event ratio of 1 in 50. It actually could be worse than that. You don't really get a good ratio with 50, okay? You're going to get a much better ratio if you had a couple thousand, which is exactly what they probably should have been doing, not 50. You're not going to get the answers you need from 50 people, and not in a month or two as compared to the years it takes for a vaccine to be approved. I'm going to tell you that in the 1970s, there was a vaccine put out, and I believe it was for the H1N1. And that vaccine had 30 deaths. That's what they were telling us. It was actually, I believe, closer to 50, but even that is a minuscule number. They pulled it off the market as having been too dangerous for the public. There are literally, if you take all the lies away, if you take the lies about the test that said everybody had COVID when they didn't, the mRNA jab was in store for all of us. But we knew the test was bad. We knew the test was faulty. We knew the test was giving positives that weren't positives in excess of 90 to 95% of the time. So are we going to have a pandemic when the test we've all been told to trust was being used globally and saying 90 to 95% of the people that took that test had COVID when they didn't? How many of them were elderly? How many of them went into hospitals? How many of them got remdesivir or whatever the hell it's called, which is deadly? How many of them were put on respirators that killed them? Why did they do that? Because if you die in a hospital, you're worth $20,000 to that hospital. If you die in a hospital on a respirator with COVID, whether you actually had it or not, with COVID, you were worth $200,000 to $220,000 to that hospital. What the hell do you think they're going to do? And how many hospitals were we being told you couldn't even get into it? They were so over, so many people were storming through the doors, getting ready to die the whole nine yards, that if you were sick, forget it. Don't go to the hospital. There's no room for you, except that when you did a little research, you found out that the hospitals were almost empty. Not a joke. But that's not what you were being told. So now we are looking at the scenario starting all over again. You've been told this is reformulated. They didn't say they started from scratch. They didn't say it was no longer an mRNA jab, which is its biggest fault. They didn't say any of that. What they said was it was reformulated, which means that it doesn't do exactly what it used to do, which means that it requires testing, which it didn't get. But we already know the jab it's based on is the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity. Why the hell does Roger keep saying that? Right now, the amount of people who have died, especially in the highly vaccinated nations like Israel, like the United States, like, yeah, Europe. This is where you're going to find, or Australia, you're going to find the biggest chunk of dead people. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And now they're going to tell you that you need to take this new vaccine. And I'm telling you what's coming. All right? We're going to go back to the point where if you have not been vaccinated, in order to do things, you're going to have to be. How many of you would care to bet me that between now and the end of the year, we don't have masks, lockdowns, and mandated vaccines? How? Who would care to bet me? Who would care to lose some money? I already see this in the cards. It's already coming. And if you have not been vaccinated, it's not going to be that you're going to take this yearly jab, which is what they're calling it now. It'll be a yearly jab. No. If you haven't been vaccinated, you're going to be required to take three vaccines. You're going to be required to have the first one, the second one, and the first booster. And that's already been stated. So if you thought you got away from this, if you thought, not me, well, don't hold your breath, because round two is on its way. And we already know from scientists screaming at the top of their lungs that this is going to make a vast portion of humanity infertile. But now they're telling you we're going for round two. Bigger, badder, better, faster. All of you idiots that didn't step up the first time, we're going to catch you this time around. I keep telling people over and over again, especially the ones who look at me and say, why the hell would they even be doing this? The elites have been trying. Well, yeah, they have. They've actually been working towards this for almost 300 years. The reason why you're seeing it exploding in your face right now is because the technology is that much better in the last 30 to 40 years than it's been in the last 300 to 400 years. And now getting something done, and you've all heard me say this before as well, if I was the Rothschilds and I sent somebody over to the colonies to get something done and I wanted to know how it was going, I would have to send somebody from my mansion or my estate to the coast, which may take a day or two, put them on a ship all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, which may take a couple of months, get to the Atlantic coast of the colonies, get on a horseback, ride to where that person is, give them the information, wait for an answer until something's performed, and then reverse the entire trip all the way back. It could have taken a year or more just to get an answer to a simple question. Not a joke. Y'all know that's true. What about today? I want to know something. I want to know, did Charlie get up and do what he was supposed to do this morning? Because everything that comes from that particular platform today is dependent on that. Now, that platform is in Australia, and I am in, I don't know, Texas. So I pick my phone up, and I go, beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Did Jim do it? Okay. Everything's good? Yeah. Okay, bye. I just turned over a year into a 15-second event. Why do you think we're at the level of tyranny we are today? Roger spent his entire life working in technology. I worked for the military-industrial complex. I worked for the government via the military-industrial complex. I spent time in the military. Do I have a little bit of a clue what I'm talking about? Just a wee bit. I'm looking at this from a totally different aspect than most of you are. I'm looking at this from, I don't know, the viewpoint of, I knew this was happening, I just couldn't prove it. And now I'm in a situation where 2020, hindsight, is screaming all around us. We look back even 6 months and we see the things that we knew were going to happen had happened. Why? Because a lot of things are inevitable. You give 6 billion people the most dangerous and deadly pharmaceutical product ever used in mass on humanity, and what do you expect? What do you expect? Why would people like Bill Gates, yes, and others, okay, and I believe Zuckerberg did too, but don't hold me to that. Why would these people be going out and buying islands or buying properties that are so isolated, it's insane, but very easily protected? Why? Do you think that, I don't know, over the next year or two, we are going to see a very large portion of humanity die off? God, I hope not. But everything that I know, all the research that I have done, all of the conclusions I can possibly come to, all of the experts who know anything about these jabs and what they are doing to the human body will tell you the same thing. Humanity will end up by losing a lot of its people. It's not a joke. Even if nobody dies of an invasive disease, what are two places the mRNA vaccines tend to coalesce in the body? Let me give you a hint. You only have one of them, of the two. And that's the males, the testes, the females, the ovaries. This is where the spike proteins tend to gather amongst other organs like the heart, the brain, the liver, but they do tend to accumulate in the ovaries and the testes, which means that of those 6 billion people that were vaccinated multiple times, how many of them are infertile? You don't have to kill a bunch of humanity off to bring the numbers down. The problem is they already have. There are a lot of people out there who are fully vaccinated who no longer have an immune system. This is not a joke. This is, again, researched material. The researchers are screaming. If you are fully vaccinated, you're probably not going to live your entire life out. You may not die in the first year or the second year, but without an immune system, you're definitely not going to live to be an old man or an old lady. These are the warnings we're getting. First off, the infertility. Second off, how many people are going to die over the next 3 to 5 years? And there are some who are stating it could end up by being 60 to 80% of the human population. Not a guess. This is what they're saying. Now, I don't think they guessed either. I would think that if I'm going to do this type of research and I'm going to come up with a statement like that, I damn right well better have the information behind it to prove it. And there are people out there making those statements and showing you exactly how they came up with them. And the amount of information that's available when you look behind you is a hell of a lot more than is available when you look in front of you. And today, those same researchers that said this doesn't look right are saying, I told you so. And now the worst predictions they made are on the horizon. We couldn't see them before, but now we can. And I will also tell you that the first round, remember the title of the show today, okay? This is not the first time around. All right, the title of the show today is Safe and Effective Round 2. The only problem I have with all of this is, how the hell can you convince a population that has been told for the last, I don't know, almost the last year, at least the last 10 months, how dangerous these things are? You didn't tell everybody this is a brand new vaccine. You didn't tell anybody that. What you said is this is a reformulated version of the original vaccine. We've made a couple of changes in it so that the new variants, which it doesn't even cover, will be covered. It doesn't. When you have researchers telling you that the new jab was obsolete before it ever left the front door, why the hell would you play Russian roulette with one of the most dangerous pharmaceutical products ever given to humanity if it won't even do what you're taking it for? And it won't. But you better take it, because I will guarantee you a lot of these, I don't know, businesses will tell you, you need to take that shot if you're going to keep your job. The government probably won't step up to say this, okay, because they've already tasted a really, really big slap. But that doesn't mean that all of the companies that support the government won't be told that they have to do it. And again, we've already been through this. And what did it do? It almost destroyed our military. It almost destroyed how many businesses out there? Yeah. And we're into round two. And we already know the results of round one. Hey, Stephen, can you honestly tell me, okay, now think about this for a second. Can you honestly give me any positive from the original, rollout of vaccines across the planet? Can you give me any positives? Any?
Well, the only thing I can say is it has opened a lot the eyes of a lot of people that it never would have.
I not only agree with that, but again, you and I both understand that, yes, as a mechanism of tyranny, it has accomplished that. But the next thing is this the way we really want to open people's eyes? Is losing 70 to 90% of the global population, is that worth a lesson?
Until people get over the stigma and the morality of killing people, we don't really have a choice. That's the only way that this ends is
I know what you're saying.
Is a hot war. It's the only way this thing ends.
Yeah. I really do think that there may come a time when the only way humanity will be safe will be to literally, as Steve just said, make sure these people cannot move forward with any of their plans. What you also have to understand, though, is Roger spent 30 years working for the military industrial complex and the U.S. government, because all I worked was government contracts. Okay. And there is already, okay, a massive amount of pushback. There has been. But again, like Steve said, when will these people, I don't know, when will they start acting like people? When will they stop throwing the tyranny in your face and mine at such a level? The problem here is that a lot of this has already been activated. A lot of this has already been done. These vaccines in multiple shots have been given to a very large portion of humanity. This is already done. Can some of those people come back, save their lives, do some of the routines that are available? Yes, and there will be more information in the Mercola article I will embed in the show or with the show tomorrow. Okay, this is where we're at. We're looking today at the possibility of the government making up for their mistakes the first time around. The probability that a lot of people will take it because the government will use the exact same, and I'm not just talking about the American government, I'm talking about global governments, will use the exact same threats they did before. How well did it work? Pretty damn good. If you're talking about at least or close to 6 billion people being vaccinated globally, so you're only talking about maybe 1.5 to 2 billion more. And maybe that's still too much. Or maybe what they found out was that the initial round of shots wouldn't be sufficient to accomplish what they wished. So they either needed to strengthen it and redo it, round two, okay? Or they needed to put it back out there again so that those who had avoided it on the first pass would either be forced, coerced, or shamed into getting it on this pass. None of this is a joke. Stephen, have I got any of those wrong? Can you figure another one?
Not yet.
Yeah. My God. But when they tell you that everybody needs to take this every year now, it's going to be a yearly shot for your kids in order to go to school just like all of their other shots. Okay? Everybody needs to take this. When was the last time your children were given a annual vaccine that we know is more dangerous to them than any virus along the lines of a coronavirus or a flu could possibly be? How many children have to die first? How many? How many children have to die before you tell the government, or how many elderly people have to die before you tell the government, or how many of the people living around you have to die before you tell the government, don't you even point that thing at me or my kids? And I don't know about you, Stephen, but I'm kind of proud because lately I'm hearing there are mayors and even one state that's saying, keep that stuff away. We will not cooperate this time.
Oh, there's a lot of people fed up with it. A lot of officials.
Yep. And the thing of it is, it's going to grow. Now, for all of you out there saying this is a great thing, I agree with you. This is a great thing. But there are two ways to bring a nation to its knees, okay? You can either kill them all off, or you can let them kill themselves off. In other words, you can start a civil war, or you can basically start a conflict between we the people and government forces, which would give the government, in their eyes, the right to declare an emergency, and all of your rights, all of your freedoms will go away. In which case, the United States, until the government feels they are no longer in danger, will be a total dictatorship. There are already people screaming, this is going to happen. Not one, not two, not three. I'm getting this from a lot of people, that prior to the election, we are going to have a national emergency declared prior to the election. And one of the things that will be stipulated in this emergency is the rollout and the uptake of the new COVID vaccine. Stephen, do you think that's a possibility, or could that never happen in this world?
I don't have any snappy response for that.
Yeah, but doesn't it sound about right?
Yes.
Again, you know, you make the scenario that works best for you. And in that case, that's the scenario that works best for them. All right. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes. There's a couple of points I'd like to dig in just a little bit deeper on. And Mercola does a great job. Again, most of what I've been saying today has not been from his article. But yes, the pieces that give you facts and figures straight out of his article. Okay. I told you that the reformulated shots were obsolete out of the gate. The updated mRNA injection contains a single modified RNA said to correspond with the Omicron XBB 1.5. Now, I also told you that it's been replaced by other variants, okay? And that only 3.1% of the circulating strains was the strain that this new vaccine was rolled out to use against, which means that by the time a vast majority of people who are going to get this, that strain may be only affecting 1% of the population or less, but you have vaccinated them all against a variant that no longer exists. So the only thing they're getting from that is the negatives. The vaccine dangers or the vaccine damage, because we already know it won't cover the variants that are out there today. It wasn't designed to do that. What the hell's going on, people? You're not only getting something that's super dangerous to you and your kids, but it's for something that's not even there anymore. Do we know this to be a fact? Yes, we do. Physician and biochemist Dr. Robert Malone agrees, adding that the newer variants appear to have evolved even further to escape the antibody pressure elicited by the globally deployed leaky vaccines. I have yet to find out anything, one thing, anything positive that these quote unquote vaccines will do. And let's go over that real quick before the show ends, okay? What the hell is a vaccine, people? It is something that keeps your body from getting a virus, if viruses exist, but that's another show. It keeps your body from getting a virus, thus your body can't store a virus, and if your body can't store the damn virus, you can't give it to anybody. You can't transmit it. That's what a vaccine does. We already know, because we've been told by those who make it, that it won't keep you from getting it, it won't keep your body from storing it, and it won't keep you from giving it to anybody. What will it do? You just won't feel as bad. What will it do? The majority of people dying from COVID today across the planet are fully vaccinated, people. Wake the hell up. The majority of people dying globally from quote unquote COVID-19 are fully vaccinated. Did you hear me? But you better take that. You better give it to your children. And every year going forward, your children better get that before they go back to school. And how many kids are we going to see, unless they hide the numbers from us, dying from myocarditis? How many? Want to bet you won't find out? Want to bet those numbers get hidden? Want to bet I can find them? Not joking. Yeah. All of this is true beyond belief. And again, Pfizer's new shot has only been tested on mice, 10 mice, for a very short period of time. So the wrong thing to use it on and the wrong amount of time to test it for. While Moderna, being a little bit better, tested on 50 people and one of them gets extremely sick and has to go to the hospital because of the vaccine. These two tests should scream volumes to everybody. So if you get a chance, even if you don't want to pass the show around, pass the Mercola article around. Because what we're looking at today is exactly what I've been telling you about for over a year now. And what is that? Roger has been saying the only way the elites can truly take over this planet is if they bring the global governance, the first world countries, to their knees and bring the global population to a more manageable level. We are seeing pushes towards World War III. We are seeing the stress on global governance all around the planet. And we are also seeing the beginnings of a mass die-off. The people dying off on a daily basis on this planet today, that number is being hidden from us. But what we know is that it is getting bigger at an exponential rate. This is where we're at, people. Okay? Those two things that needed to be done in order for the globalists to take over this planet 100% and rule it are both underway. We are seeing sovereignty being destroyed. Joe Bob was put in place to make sure America goes to her knees and doesn't get back up. And if he gets reelected, that will be the biggest theft you have ever seen in your life. And if there isn't an uprising in this country, then you're, well, what's the next thing? Get rid of a vast majority of the useless eaters. Think about it, people. I don't like to exaggerate. I only like to say things I can prove. And the problem with this is, I've been talking about this for almost 3 years now, and most of what I said in hindsight is today provable. How much more going forward in the very near future is going to be provable? But let me end this the way I started, okay? The next time you go to see your doctor, don't be surprised if he looks at you and says, gee, what did I call this show? Yeah. Everybody out there understand this, okay? it's happening again. This is round two. All right. It's great. It's effective. Round two. Anything to say, Steve?
No. Everything is exasperating. Trying to,
it really is.
Got to hold in there. Got to hang in there. That's all.
Well, I would tell you, if it wasn't for people like you and others who work in conjunction with the Liberty Vegan Project, even if it's their own projects, people that we can get along with, people we can talk to, people we can get information from, if it wasn't for people like us and people like you, none of this would be happening, and ignorance would be the biggest issue on this planet. Thank you for your help.
Yes. Till next week, everyone.